This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police declared an unlawful assembly at demonstrations Friday night in Portland, Oregon, as the city this weekend reaches 100 straight nights of protests marked by vandalism and violence. The demonstration started in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A slaying of a right-wing Trump supporter shot and killed after he came downtown last weekend with pro-Trump caravans of pickup trucks further roiled things in the liberal city. The prime suspect in that shooting, self-described anti-fascist, was killed Thursday night by law enforcement. On Friday, demonstrators marched to a police building where they were met with officers donning riot gear. U.S. President Donald Trump has angrily defended himself against allegations that he mocked American war dead by calling them losers and suckers. At a White House news briefing late Friday, the president dismissed reports originally by The Atlantic and later corroborated by other news outlets that he disparaged U.S. troops by calling them a disgrace and a hoax.
I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more.
And Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose late son Beau served in the Marine in Iraq, and the Marines in Iraq, said that if the allegations are true, Mr. Trump is unfit for the presidency.
If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted. Who the heck does he think he is?
The allegation sourced anonymously described multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France losers and suckers. This is VOA News.